For the past couple of weeks, we have been doing a little lesson about how the Bible changes my life. How does the Bible, and how, I'm going to talk about a little bit about that today, on how we put it in a practical way, and we can see how the Bible can actually change our life. The first point I'm going to talk about, if you guys have the paper, pieces of paper that we have passed around earlier today, I want you to pick it up and look at it, and we're only going to do points 5, 6, and 7. It's just the way the page came out when we printed it, so we're only going to do those 3 points. This is only 15 minutes, by the way. The first point we're going to talk about is going to be, how does the Bible illuminate our mind? How does that work? The first verse we're going to look at, it's Psalm 119:130. Can you please put it up? There it is. I'm going to read it from the screen so we can all see the same thing. Understanding your word brings light to the minds of ordinary people. Brings light to the minds of ordinary people. You don't need to be extraordinary, or you don't need to be anything to understand this. How does God bring light into our minds? Well, God wants to show us that He is the truth. He knows the truth. He is the truth. God wants to bring light into our lives from reading this. Well, how is that going to happen? First, we have to read the word and meditate on it. Key points. Read, meditate. Read, meditate. Not meditate, then read. No. First read, then meditate. Why would you think that would be so important? Well, we have to think about what we read. This isn't science class. You're not just going to read the book and go pass it. They're going to find the cliff notes and take the test. No. This is God's word. You read a little bit and you meditate more. Read a little bit more, meditate a lot more. He wants to bring truth to our steps in our own personal life. God wants to bring light through the word in our personal life. Well, you think about it, if you open a book, you're not going to see much light out of it. Of course not. It's not a flashlight. It's a book. You put light into it so you can read it. But this book, because it's a living, breathing word, this Bible has the power to change your life. Sounds kind of crazy, huh? A book changes your life? I've read many books, a lot of books. Love books, books with adventure in it, books with dragons in it. All it did is make me go to sleep faster. This book will actually open your eyes. It will bring life and light to your personal walk, to your everyday thing that you do. You go to work, Bible will show you and will bring light to you at how to handle that. Well, here's a little thing. The light doesn't just come on. It's not a switch. You can't just walk in a room, flip the light switch on, and go, that's it, I'm holy. No, it takes time. Sometimes you can open a book, go through a verse and say, wow, look at this. I'd never read this the same way before. But now, boom, it dawns on you. It happens. That's 0.01% of the time. The other 99.9% of the times, it takes a while. You have to read it over and over and over again. And eventually, God will open your eyes and you will see it. The light will shine. But that takes time. Time to read. Time to meditate. You know, I'm not going to stand up here and tell you to go home and read the Bible. I'm not. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that if you don't read this, bad things are going to happen. I'm not going to tell you that. Everywhere you go, if it's church-related, people say, hi, read the Bible. Go to Sunday school. Have you brought your Bible? Did you read your Bible? Come to church. Hey, did you read your Bible? You did. Good for you. You must be one of my students. I'm not going to tell you to do that. I'm not. I'm going to tell you something else. Tonight we're going to look about, and I'm going to put out some points, and I'm going to show you why it's good to read this book. I'm going to show you why it's good to read this book, even when it's hard, even when there's parts of the book that are hard. Numbers. I don't even know why we're counting. Who are we counting? I'm still confused. But with time, God will show me. Okay, next verse we're going to look at is Psalm 119:99. Your word, 119:99, please. Psalm 119:99. Please put that up. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more insight than all my teachers. Well, that's pretty simple. I love to be smarter than my teachers. I love it. I wish they could pay me to be teaching them. That'd be even better. I love college then. College would be a breeze. But this word, this verse, says, I have more insight because I do what? Because I meditate. I read your word. I'm not going to tell you to read the Bible. I'm going to tell you to get smarter, have more wisdom, to be more in control, to know and have the light to where you're going, to the path of your life. When doing something in a repetitive manner, meaning read, meditate, meditate, read, read, meditate, read, meditate, becomes second nature, becomes something that's part of us. I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I eat. Been doing that for years now. If you're going to call me in the morning, I'm doing two things, either brushing my teeth or eating. It's a repetitive motion. It's something I do on a daily basis. The Bible is one of them. Reading it and getting into it should be a repetitive motion, not because you have to do it, it's because you want to do it, because you like to do it. I love breakfast. Breakfast is awesome. Gives me energy, plus eggs are great. Who doesn't like eggs? Or tomatoes. If you're from Romania, it's usually eggs, tomato, and brinza, you know? And that's pretty much our old meal. All of our meals, they have a little bit of brinza next to it. It's not a meal without a little bit of brinza or a tomato. When you spend time with God, God will illuminate your mind. God will turn the light on. But like I said before, it's going to take a little bit of time. It's not going to be instantaneous. You're not going to read the Bible for a week and be like, wow, okay, I'm good. I can skip a couple of weeks. Nah. And I know some of us here will say, well, yeah, I read the Bible all the time. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and twice on Sundays. Well, that's great. But what about Monday and Wednesday and Friday and Saturday? Oh, I'm a laruga chune. I'm a choir practice. I'm a band practice, discipleship practice, Sunday school. Yeah, that's awesome. Very good. But what happens right after you wake up and before breakfast and brushing your teeth? You're going to turn the TV on? You're going to think about what you're going to wear? You're going to think about what you're going to go? You can think about what you're going to do all day? Sure, we all do that. It's part of our life. Right before that, there's a little step it's got to be. Open a book, read a verse or two. Say, hey, God, I'm here. Show me the light. Show me my next step. God just wants to show us how to do things in his perspective, in his way of thinking. I'm going to tell you something that's going to scare you a little bit. 99.9% of the time, whenever you have an idea, it's pretty much the wrong idea. It's not God's idea. You don't know what God's plan is. God knows God's plan. But if we delve in his word and we meditate on his word, then we'll have an idea. He will shine the light. Our eyes will be opened. The next one next verse I'm going to read would be Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp at my feet and a light for my path. I love the first part of this verse. It kind of took me a while to shine a light on. A lamp at your feet. Why would you need a lamp at your feet? So you can see where you're going. Well, of course, if I look straight, I know where I'm going. If I look to the right, to the left, I know where I'm going. Why would I need one at my feet? So you can see where you step. So your feet don't go in the wrong direction. So you don't step in a hole. So you don't hit a rock. So you don't hit a tree. The best explication I can give of this, I'm going to use a metaphor of camping. We all love camping. If you've never been camping, please go. It's amazing. The bad thing about camping, and also a good thing about camping, is there's no electricity. Unless you go to a cabin, but that's not really camping. You know, it's just at a cabin in the woods, which is also great. But camping, the lack of electricity sometimes could be a good thing. But you ever try to go get wood in the middle of the night because your fire ran out and you have a flashlight? And you have to go like this and then like that and then like this. So you don't want to hit a tree or a stump or step on a snake or anything. As soon as you hear any kind of noise in the background, you're like, what's going on? Who's over here? Okay. God's word is a lamp. And a lamp, like back in the old days type of lamp, like the one with the, it's like this big and it's got a candle in the middle and you go like that and you could barely see in front of your eyes. That's God's word. God's word is just enough so that you can see in front of your eyes. Most of the time, we want our whole path to be illuminated so we can see all the way to the end. But no, God says, just enough for you to take a step. You want more of your path lit? Take a step. Another one? Take another step. We take steps through faith. We have faith through the word. Because the word illuminates our mind. All right, moving on. The Bible also elevates my mood. It elevates my mood. It makes me feel better. Makes me feel happier. Well, how does a book make you feel better? A lot of books make you feel great. An adventure book makes you feel like a pirate or whatever it is you're reading, what type of adventures you love. I love 007. I read any kind of book about 007. I don't think I'm a spy, but I love the way they tell the story. That makes me feel good. This book, on the other hand, is totally different. This book teaches you how to give praise to God. And giving praise to God brightens your heart. I can sit up here and tell you for the next 3 weeks that the Bible will brighten your heart. But you will never know what that means unless you can do it yourself. One of my favorite sweets, or prăjituri, the way we say it in Romanian, are eclairs. I love them. Oh my God, I would eat them by the pound. If I tell you those things are delicious and so good, you're going to look at me and think I'm crazy. Shoving all that sugar in my mouth, one after the other, with a little bit of milk. But once you taste one, then you'll see what it is. And you will never be able to know how I'm describing what an eclair is until you taste one. Until you taste one and then you wash it down with a cold glass of milk. Mmm, good stuff. The Bible is like that. Giving praise to God will teach you how to give praise to God. Giving praise to God will enlighten your heart. It will make you feel better. You know, there's days we all wake up on the wrong side of the bed. For me in particular, that's extremely bad because my bed is against the wall. So if I wake up on the other side of the bed, I'll wake up with a couple of bruises and my elbow would hurt. But nonetheless, we all wake up just mad for no reason at all. The sun's up. Oh, I'm mad. Why is there traffic in people when I'm trying to go to work? Yes, just mad. When that happens, we don't need time out. We don't need a Kit Kat break. We need a word break. You need to just stop, open the Bible and say, God, I kind of need to come down right now. My emotions are going crazy. The sun's up. There's people in front of me. There's traffic in LA. Why is there traffic in LA, by the way? Yeah, it's bad. Now, I know most of us here have smartphones. Oh, excuse me. Speaking of smartphones, I know most of us here have smartphones, and we usually have the Bible on it. So if you're ever in a tight jam where you need yourself to be lifted, just read a word. So read a psalm, read a proverb. All right, let's move on. Romans 15:4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. This is a kind of a long verse, but I love it. Right in the middle, it says, through endurance and encouragement of the scriptures. Through endurance. How do you endure something? How do you, if you're a tennis player, how do you work up on your endurance? You play tennis until your arm falls off. How do you endurance yourself in the Bible? Well, you don't carry around with you for nothing. You read it. And again, I'm not telling you to go home and read the Bible. I'm telling you to enlighten yourself. I'm telling you to open your eyes. Let God open your eyes through the endurance of the scriptures. Another thing the Bible does, it liberates our potential. How can a book set you free? How can a book liberate what you're capable of? This is the interesting part. Nobody knows the greatness in you besides God. He's the only one, our creator. Not your parents, not your brothers or sisters, not your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your kids. Nobody knows the potential that is in you besides God. God is the only one. Most of the time, most of us live for other people. Meaning, you go to a basketball team. You join the basketball team. You join some kind of a sport because your friends are in it. At first, some of us come to church because our friends are here to hang out. Sometimes you go to a great restaurant because somebody told you so. Hey, go over there. The food's amazing. Try the soup. Yeah, we all do that. But what about reading the Bible? Because that will set us free. God will show you what you're capable of. He will open your eyes so you can say, hey, I can do that. With God's help, nothing is impossible. With God's help, I can sit here center stage and tell you how wonderful this book is. I'm not telling you to read it. You don't have to if you don't want to. You can find it in a cassette. Sure. Find somebody to read it for you. That's my favorite way of reading. This book will set you free. A lot of people, and also my friends too, I'm part of this boat too, will say, hey, you can't do that. You're not strong enough for that. You're not tall enough for it. You're not Romanian enough to go back to Romania. I was born there. Really? Satan is the biggest person that has the caution tape. He's the one that puts the tape around you and says, you can't pass through there. You're not allowed to go over here. Don't go to church. They're going to bore you. Why are you going to waste 2 hours of your time? You can go out and do something else. Don't read the Bible. The Bible is boring. It's true. Sometimes. Satan is the biggest red tape holder. The Bible will set you free of that. The Bible will set you free of that. When Satan will come along and says, you can't do this, you'll have the word and you can say, with God's word, I can. With God's word, we can. With his strength, we can. Everything and anything is possible through him who strengthens me. So, let's recap. Why is this Bible so great? Well, it will open my eyes to things I could never see. It would help me understand and help me know more knowledge than my professors, my teachers. It's a good thing my parents are in here because I'm going to say, and my parents, if they were here, I would not say that. Yes, another thing this book does, sets me free. It sets me free. Guilt is a big sack of bricks. Unless you were construction, at the moment in time, within the next 5 minutes, you have to put up a wall with mortar and a spackle. Why are you carrying around a big bag of bricks for? Because Satan's going to go, you're not this, you're not that, you can't do this, you can't do that. What does God say? I will set you free. My word will set you free. I'm going to close with this verse, John 8:31-32. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, I'm not going to tell you to read the Bible. I'm not going to tell you to meditate on it constantly. I'm not. Why should I do that? But I am going to tell you this. I want you to be free. I want you to succeed. I want to see you liberated, illuminated. And that's only going to happen through God and his word. Thank you for your time. That is mine.